Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Kuf Menachos 100. Back in our Mishnah on Sadi Tes Amud Beis, on our Mishnah on 99b, our Mishnah told us that even though every day, every week, the Lechem Aponim would be distributed, the Showbread would be distributed to the Kohanim on Shabbos itself, when Yom Kippur coincided with Shabbos, and on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, Keshalchol Yom HaKippur Muyos B'Shabbos, HaChalos Mischal Kos La'erev. The bread was distributed not on Shabbos itself, but they were distributed in the evening, and they wouldn't push it off to the next day, because they had to be in before dawn. So the bread distribution was pushed off till Saturday night. However, Chalos B'erev Shabbos, let's say Yom Kippur coincided with Friday. Today, this is an impossibility because we have a fixed calendar. But in those days, it was a possibility because the calendar was made on the basis of the witnesses. So if the calendar was established that Yom Kippur came out on Friday, then the Sa'ir Shal Yom HaKippurim, then there was a Musaf offering on Yom Kippur, a sin offering, which was typically eaten by the Kohanim by that day on a festival or on Shabbos, but that was supposed to be eaten by day or night. So they wouldn't eat it on Yom Kippur, but they could eat it that night. But the problem was, that night was Shabbos, Necho Erev, that night was Shabbos, and how was it going to be cooked? Even though it was permitted to eat the goat of the Musaf offering of Yom Kippur, the Chatos, how are they going to eat it? Because how are they going to cook it? Because it was Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us, HaBavliim, the Babylonians, these Kohanim, who were quote-unquote Babylonians, which our Gemara on Ardaf is going to tell us weren't really Babylonians, Ochin Oso Kishuchai, they would eat this goat of this sin offering, this communal sin offering, they would eat it in its raw state. And the reason they would eat it in its raw state is because they wanted to prevent it from becoming Nosar, from if they would wait till after Shabbos to eat it, then it would be problematic because the Chatas was not allowed to wait that long. And you had to eat it before then. And so therefore, since we've established that they had to eat it before then, they would eat it in a raw state. And as it states, Mimnesha Da'atan Yafa, the Mishnah says, what's the reason they ate it in that way? Because Da'atan Yafa. So this literally means because they were of a clear mind. But there are two basic explanations to this. One explanation, which is suggested by Bartanura and Rambam, is because the Rambam writes, because their stomachs were strong, and so therefore they could withstand the dangers that other people would have by eating raw meat. Rashi and Rabbi Bartanura, they say, no, that the reason is because they had a clear mind, and so therefore they weren't going to be bothered by the fact that the meat wasn't raw. It had nothing to do with the strength of the stomach. On our Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us, on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us, says Rabbi Bar Bachana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, actually they weren't Babylonians. They were Alexandrian. They were the Kohanim who came from Alexandria. So why were they called Babylonians? Mitoch Shasonin es HaBavliin Koren Osam Alshem Bavliim. Because the rabbis really hated the Babylonians. There was a lot of antipathy to the Babylonians, and the reason was, according to Tosos, because the Babylonians stayed in Babylon even after the temple was built. So the rabbis didn't like the Babylonians. So therefore, they called these Kohanim who came from Alexandria, who were acting in this manner of Ravtonus, that they were acting in a way of like a glutton, eating the meat raw. So therefore, they called them by the name Babylonians. Now, this is a problematic explanation because they were doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah was they didn't want the meat to become nosar and thereby become disqualified. Nevertheless, even though they were doing a mitzvah, nevertheless we say that since they actually always had the practice to act this way, since the Alexandrians always acted, they would always eat raw meat, the Tosfos explains, therefore they were disparaged by the rabbis in this fashion by calling them Babylonians. So that's one explanation. The Tiferes Yisrael says the reason why they compared the Alexandrians to the Babylonians is because the Babylonians were also called Ravtanim. And the reason why we know the Babylonians were called gluttonous is because we know from Beitza 16a that they were Bavloi Tipshai, High Tipshai to Bavloi, or High Bavloi Tipshai, these foolish Babylonians who the Achli Nahama Ben Nahama, they eat bread and they dip the bread in bread. So this is considered to be foolish. They take a starch and they dip it in another starch. And so therefore, since the Babylonians were considered to be some people who are gluttonous, the Alexandrian Kohanim were compared to the about Babylonians. Rabbi Yossi said, when he heard this, Rabbi Yossi said, Lo Bavloyim Haim, Alexandrium Haim, he said, they're not Babylonians, they were Alexandrians, and they were called the Babylonians because the rabbis hated the Babylonians. So when Rabbi Yehuda heard that Rabbi Yossi said this, he said, Tanuch Tachtcha Sheinachta Dati. He said, you should be blessed, or your mind should be at ease, because you put my mind at ease. Because he says, I'm from Babylon, and so therefore that you're saying they weren't really Babylonians who ate the raw meat. This is ironic, because the whole explanation of the Gemara is saying that they weren't really Babylonians. We're just comparing them to the Babylonians because the Babylonians were ravenous. So I don't understand exactly why he gained comfort from that. But nevertheless, that is what he said. We see also from here that this idea that even though they were doing a mitzvah, they were still considered gluttonous. And so this is something which is debated. If there's something that's a mitzvah, should we have to eat something, should we still do it in a gluttonous fashion? And the rabbis seem to, from this Gemara, they seem to be unhappy with it. And so even though, for example, the Shulchan Aruch says that on Shabbos, he says in Siman Arachayim, Siman Reishayim Dalat, Sif Beis, that it's a mitzvah to cut a very large piece of challah, the Taz says, don't do it, because the Taz says it's okay, but because since you don't do it this way during the week. But others say, the Mari Yecheskel says, don't act that way, because it looks like you're a gluttonous. And so therefore they caution against, even with a mitzvah, looking too gluttonous when doing that mitzvah.